It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Thanksgiving, yes.
How about we do that shanty song?
Oh, a marvelous idea.
Sure.
Which one?
The Pea Soup Fog.
Ah, the Pea Soup Fog.
Aye.
Yes.
Well, the way we'll do it is I'll shout out a verse and you return it.
I return the verse?
That's right, in an echo.
Oh, I'll echo you.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I've got it.
Yes, okay, are you ready?
Are you ready?
Axel?
No. Oh.
What I mean is the song, not now.
Oh, yes. I knew that. Yes, so sorry.
Oh, we're gathered here at the Buccaneer. To have our fill and chug our beer. Tomorrow at the break of day. We'll be no more, my love, to stay. So row, ye bully boys, row. Oi, when the mist rolls and you can hear the bo'sun shout, row, boys, it's time we put ashore. Let the ship's bell sound, then we'll turn this skiff about. It'll all burn clear come the dawning. Oh, we're gathered here at the Buccaneer. To have our fill and chug our beer. Tomorrow at the break of day. We'll be no more, my love, to stay. So row, ye bully boys, row. Boys, we're howling out through the misty fog. Row, boys, it ain't that far to shore. To the harbor mistress cries and her musty grub and grog. We'll be safe and dry come the dawning. Oh, we're gathered here at the Buccaneer.
To have our fill and chug our beer.
Tomorrow at the break of day.
We'll be no more, my love, to stay.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast, Season 17, Episode 15, Show Number 388. This show is sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, Patreons of the podcast, the Red Crews, and the Podcast Minions. A special thanks to all the performers who submit their music. We currently have 759 albums from 322 performers in our podcast library. And that song that you just heard first was Pea Soup Fog, performed by Axel the Sot and Gibbon the Troubadour from the album Keel Hauler. We have a great show for you today. Lots of good music to listen to, and quite a bit of songs that may not have been heard before on this podcast. So, I'm very excited to share some of these with you. The first piece that we have today is a story called The Fox and the Crow, performed by Bonnie Moffat, the traveler and storyteller, from the album First Fabulae. Bonnie Moffat first got into storytelling after a fluke helping out in the children's realm at the Oklahoma Renaissance Festival in 2016, and has been performing on stages at Central Missouri, the Norman Medieval Fair, and many others. You can find out more about Bonnie Moffat and how she brings myth and tall tales to all ages over on facebook.com/blacklipsbonniemoffat. That's BlackLipsBonniemoffat at Facebook. And here is her story, The Fox and the Crow.
Tales tell of a handsome crow, known for his intelligence, and a beautiful and wily toad, what the English hunt and call a fox. They lived near to one another in the forest. The toad, being his own trickster self, often would find ways to create shenanigans and find himself the better for his task. As such, the crow had always been wary of the toad and avoided him as much as possible. However, One day, the crow found himself in the possession of a delightful scrap of cheese. Naturally, with his especially strong nose, the toad came sniffing about to inquire about the crow's bounty. The crow, not trusting the toad, flew up to the top of the tree he'd been sitting under and now looked down upon the toad haughtily. "Oh, crow," the toad crooned, "will you not share your cheese with your dear neighbour?" He tried, smiling, best toothy grin. The crow squawked down at him and rustled his feathers in reply. "How rude of you," the toad called up. "But perhaps I am embested by the smartest, for indeed they call you the most intelligent of the forest." And quite pleased with this turn, the crow opened his beak to retort and to thank the toad, only for the piece of cheese to tumble from it down to the forest floor below. Within an instant, the toad snatched up the piece of cheese, cackling as he delighted in his new treat. "Serves you right," he threw an insult. "And you shared me, I wouldn't have taken it all. As you think yourself better than others, I had to prove you otherwise." And so the crow lost his treat and remembered that intelligence must also be paired with kindness, lest one fall into the traps of those who surpass you in another skill.
Hi, this is Vince Conaway, hammered dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chased Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea, over snow by winter sown, and through the merry flowers of June, over grass and over stone, and under mountains in the moon.
Roads go ever, ever on, under cloud and under star, yet feet that wandering have gone turn at last to home afar. Eyes that fire and sword have seen, and horror in the halls of stone, look at last on meadows green, and trees and hills they long have known. Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea, over snow by winter sown, and through the merry flowers of June, over grass and over stone, and under mountains in the moon.
Wandering have far, eyes that fire and sword have seen, and eyes that fire and sword of stone, and o'er in the meadows green, and trees and hills they long have green, and trees and hills they long have known. Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea, over snow by winter sown, and through the merry flowers of June, over grass and over stone, and under mountains in the moon, under mountains in the moon.
That last song was Hobbit Walking Song, performed by Broceliande from the album The Starlit Jewel. Broceliande plays Celtic music from the British Isles and the medieval and Renaissance music from the European castles and countrysides, as well as music, as you heard there, inspired by magic and fantasy series, such as The Lord of the Rings, and The Hobbit. They have performed all over the place, including even in the Disney movie Bedtime Stories. They have many CDs to look at over on their website, including the Starlit Jewel Songs of Tolkien, which you just heard a song from, over at broceliande.org. That's broceliande.org. And now it is time to check out our trusty Renaissance stream guide. Looking up ahead, I see lots of familiar events, such as belly dancing with Elizabeth, yoga with Roving Rose Yoga, writing sonnets with Shakespeare, Volgamut Live, Gothic Horror Gaming, Lady Victoria on the Hammered Dulcimer, Life's Affair, Yoga with Elizabeth, Nat 21 Adventures, World Spirit Tarot, so many different things happening, even something called Glamour Hopo Bedtime Stories. So definitely worth checking out. Again, the Renaissance Stream Guide brought to you by Gwendolyn Show. You can find it on facebook.com/Renaissance Stream Guide. And definitely check out a lot of those online events. Those sound like a blast. Heading back to the music, our next song is Griffin Felt and Jenny Nettle, performed by Burly Minstrels from the album Go Merrily. You can find more about the Burly Minstrels at jimhancock.com. To our honorary minions, Casey Herndon and Randall Kimbrough, our friend of the podcast, Mari Voipio, and the following patrons of the podcast: Daniel Belton, Gary Clark, Hank Woodward, Jason Youngberg, Mark Gunn, Mike Bartley, Nicholas Walton, Optimum Prime, and Ron Lankford, And a special shout out to Jason Youngberg, our longest running patron, since August 1st, 2015.
Hey, Dirk!
Yeah, Cameron?
You up for Dennis Murphy's?
I think I can do it.
Let's do it, mate! 1, 2, 3!
That last song was Dennis Murphy and John Ryan's Polka Medley, performed by Captain Tor and the Ne'er-do-well Cads, Pirate Invasion. From the album Fanny, Captain Tor's rowdy crew has been providing entertainment for all sorts of crowds for several years now, from all ages festival shows to bawdy adult pub-style shenanigans. And you can find out more about their total immersion experience into the golden age of piracy over at pirateparties.ca. And just a reminder, again, over at the calendar, one of the things that's listed was Life's a Fair. That is one of our favorite shows here at the podcast. That is Fair Life with Andrew McKee on Mondays, as well as new podcast episodes, Gathering of Fair, and Shakespeare Reviews. Check that out at facebook.com/Life's a Fair. That's LIFESAFAIRE on Facebook. Next up, we have another nautical song for you. This is General Taylor, performed by Captain John Stout from the album Songs from the Water's Edge, Disc 1. Captain John Stout has been performing around the world since 2005. You can find out more about the captain's adventures at porterstout.com. That's PORTERSTOUT.com.
General Taylor, he gained that day. Walk him along, John, carry him along. Well, General Taylor, he gained that day. Carry him to his burying ground to be weighed stony. Walk him along, John, carry him along. Weighed stony.
carry him to his burying ground.
With the hoggis grave with a silver spade,
walk him along, John, carry him along.
His shroud of the finest silk was made,
carry him to his burying ground.
Tommy Wee,
stormy, walk him along, John, carry him along. Way, stormy, carry him to his burying ground.
We lowered him down on a golden chain,
walk him along, John, carry him along.
On every link we carved his name,
carry him to his burying ground.
Tommy Wee,
stormy, walk him along, John, carry him along. Wee, stormy, carry him to his burying ground.
Well, General Taylor died long ago,
walk him along, John, carry him along.
He's gone to where the winds don't blow,
carry him to his burying ground.
Tommy Wee,
stormy, walk him along, John, carry him along. Wee, stormy, carry him to his burying ground.
Well, General Taylor is dead and gone,
walk him along, John, carry him along.
Well, General Taylor is dead and gone,
carry him to his burying ground.
Tommy Wee,
stormy, walk him along, John, carry him along. Wee, stormy, carry him to his burying ground.
Tommy Wee,
stormy, walk him along, John, carry him along. Wee, stormy, carry him to his burying ground. Carry him to his burying ground.
If the weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay, if you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, Bumpiliata, come play!
Visit www.therencruise.com to reserve.
Thank you. From 13th century Spain, two examples of the many Cantigas de Santa Maria, songs writ in honor of the Virgin Mary, commissioned by King Alfonso the Wise, as he did to pay his musicians and generally support the arts in medieval Spain. These pieces were performed on the hammered dulcimer by Vince Conaway. More on that in a moment. You are listening to Strings and Things, a segment of the Renaissance Festival podcast, where we feature artists that play instruments with strings and, you know, things. I'm your host, Jay Michaels. This is my last time hosting Strings and Things for a while. I will be out on the road performing with the Harper and the Minstrel at the Ohio Renaissance Festival this fall, and we hope to see you there. So those cantigas, number 77 and 119, from Vince Conaway's latest CD, Wanderlust. As you know, Vince, a very talented performer of the hammer dulcimer, he performs at many Renaissance festivals here in the States, and when he is not doing that, he busks in Europe, where he is presently. When Vince submitted this latest CD to the Renaissance Festival podcast, he said these words, "I want to brighten the world with my hammer dulcimer. If I can pull your mind away from your daily troubles for just a moment of melody, I have succeeded, whether in the lanes of a Renaissance festival or busking the streets of Europe." The next tune we'd like to feature from the CD Wanderlust is from Elizabethan-era lutenist and composer John Dowland. Wrapping up this week's edition of Strings and Things, Vince Conaway playing Dowland's Lacrimae.
Thank you.
met, good lords and ladies. I am Jay Michaels, host of Strings and Things, also known as the Harper from the early music group The Harper and the Minstrel. My wife Abby and I sing and play medieval and Renaissance music on over a dozen traditional period instruments at festivals and other venues. Find us at theharperandtheminstrel.com. I also host weekly episodes of Opening the Harp Chakra, the podcast. Thank you for your kind patronage.
That's so sad.
And it was sad, so sad, so sad.
Too bad.
It was sad when that great ship went down
to the bottom of the sea.
A sailor and
five little girls lost their lives.
It was sad when that great ship went down. But it was sad,
so sad,
so sad.
Too bad.
It was sad when that great ship went down
to the bottom of the sea.
A golden and little baby beat their hand. It was sad when that great ship went down.
That was the Crimson Pirates with Health to the Company off That's So Sad. And this is Tony Coral Evans of A Class Act with Reflections of a Lady. I want to talk today a bit about progress. That time when the king or queen would leave London with their entire court, leaving behind the hot, humid summers of the city and venturing out into the cooler breezes of the countryside. They would go from manor home to manor home, from castle to castle, often staying with their noble lords and ladies, with dukes and duchesses, earls and countesses, barons and baronesses. This was done for two reasons. Besides escaping what held London in the summer, the heat, the stench, and all of the attendant things, it also was a way for the monarchs to keep their people in place because they spent much money when they had to host the king or the queen. Therefore, they didn't have the money to raise a rebellion. However, at this time, let us think about turning towards progress as we progress towards our favorite villages. I know I am getting ready to return to Revel Grove again, and I'm looking so very forward to it. And so, as I think about returning to my home away from London, my home away from home, I must once again turn to music to express myself. Here is the Pirates Royale with Mist-Covered Mountains of Home from Black Jack.
Gundal and Twatcha sung to Luca me, Kalad and Falcha sa, Father love we who me, Yave me on pui, Huggis clan, no ali whom, na pray, Hanita ne hano.
Soon I will gaze on the mountains again, and the field, the wood, the valley and glen, and the wave of the courage beyond human ken. In the haunts of the deer I shall roam, and hoorah, soon will I see them, O hero, see them, O, see them, O hero. Soon will I see them, the mist-covered mountains of home.
He me am Krilcham, he me am Doran, he me am Mainyan Pala Historiam, he me na pe e laim on Korach and Bali John Pruskan Jeho.
Hail to the mountains with their summits of blue, and the valleys in the springtime with their sunshine and dew, and the women and the men ever constant and true, ever ready to welcome one home. Oh, soon will I see them, oh, hero. See them, oh, see them, oh, ho. Soon will I see them, the mist-covered mountains of old.
Danta and Artes, la, holly, lay, holly, swa, dum, incarnias, car, holla, clam, canu, sutram, mohim, alain, confine, canis, panili, car, alleja.
I will visit the place of my birth, and they'll give me a welcome, the warmest on earth. So loving and kind, full of music and mirth, in the sweet sounding language of old.
Oh, hear me now more than thou. Imina corvina hohi, imina corra can himina scalin for yow. Ohi, imina morvina hohi, imina corvina hohi. Can he be
not
for
you? Oh, soon will I see them, O hero. See them, O see them, O hero. Soon will I see them, the mist-covered mountains of home.
Join a class act Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock Eastern on Facebook.com/aclassact, AKLASSEAKTE. We talk about all things Renaissance food and drink, Tudor history, we sing songs, we answer questions, and have an all-around good Renaissance time. That's 7 o'clock Eastern on www.facebook.com/aclassact.
That was Banish Morrisons by the Jackdaws from their album Troubles. This is Greg from The Wren List. Here's a look at what's happening in the next few weeks. The Mid-Michigan Enchanted Forest in Vassar ends their season on July 25th. Wren in the Glen in Downing, Wisconsin will run for the weekend of July 31st. Dry Bluffs, the Pirate Festival in Guelph, Ontario, has canceled their 2021 season. Meanwhile, Bristol, Sterling, Colorado, and the Great Lakes Medieval Fair and Marketplace are all still open. For details on these, or to find a fair near you, go to thewrenlist.com. Next up is a rendition of Johnny Come Down to Hilo by the Rambling Sailors from their album Ports of Call.
I've never seen the likes of Tarpon Barn, and I can talk farmer with his sea boots on.
Johnny Come Down to Hilo, a poor old man.
So
Waker, shaker, wake that gal with the blue dress on. Johnny, come down,
hello,
poor old man.
I love a gal across the sea. She's a Bedouin beauty, and she said to me,
Johnny, come down, hello, poor old man.
So
waker, shaker, wake that gal with the blue dress on. Johnny, come down,
hello,
poor old man.
Oh, Ginny's in the garden picking peas. The hair on her head comes down to her knees.
Johnny, come down, hello, poor old man.
So
waker, shaker, wake that gal with the blue dress on. Johnny, come down, hello, poor old man.
Now my wife died in Tennessee. They sent a jawbone back to me.
Johnny, come down, hello, poor old man.
So waker, shaker,
wake that gal with the blue dress on. Johnny, come down, hello, poor old man.
I set that jawbone on the fence, and I ain't heard nothing but the jawbone since.
Johnny, come down, hello, poor old man.
So waker, shaker,
wake that gal with the blue dress on. Johnny, come down, hello, poor old man.
So hand me down my walking cane, I'm off to see my sweetheart Jane.
Johnny, come down, hello, poor old man.
So waker, shaker,
wake that gal with the blue dress on. Johnny, come down, hello, poor old man.
So waker, shaker,
wake that gal with the blue dress on. Johnny, come down, hello, poor old man.
Hi, this is Greg from The Wren List. If you've never heard of us, The Wren List is the easiest way to find Renaissance and other fairs near you. We've got over 300 events listed, including Celtic festivals, pirate fairs, fairy gatherings, and of course, Renaissance and medieval fairs. Our listings are constantly updated so you get the most up-to-date information. For the more serious patrons and folks on the circuit, thanks to a long-standing partnership with Uproots, we have loads of information on camping, fair contacts to apply for an event, casting details, and so much more. Head over to thewrenlist.com and create an account to sign up as a participant. We've also got a whole section for vendors and performers, so you can quickly find folks and companies who make armor, games, jewelry, and anything else you'd find at fair. And if you're a vendor or performer, we'd love to have you listed. Just go to thewrenlist.com and sign up to get started. Hope to see you there.
Some kind of magic happened late last night when the moon smiled down at me and bathed me in its light. I fell asleep beneath you in the tall blades of grass. And when I woke, the world was new, and I never had to ask. It's a brand new day, the sun is shining. It's a brand new day. For the first time in such a long, long time, I know I'll be okay. M- most kind of stories. Save the best part for last. And most stories have a hero who finds you make your past your past. Yes, you make your past your past. It's a brand new day. The sun is shining. It's a brand new day. For the first time in such a long, long time, I know I'll be okay. This cycle never ends. You fall, you rise, and you're back again. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new day. Oh, the first time in such a long, long time, I know I'll be okay.
And that last song was Brand New Day, performed by Carl Ashe from the album Songs of the Open Road. Find him at carlash.com. That's CARLASCH.com. Well, I hope some of this music has brightened your day a little bit. Thanks, as always, for joining us. I hope that things are going well for you and that you're having a lovely brand new day wherever you are. And to send us off for this episode, the last song we'll be hearing is Ships Are Sailing, Islay, Ranter's Reel, and Father Kelly's Reel, performed by Carolina Cayley. That's right, I couldn't say goodbye with one song, I had to share four. These songs are from the album 50 Shades of Green, and you can find out more about Carolina Cayley at carolinacayley.com. That's CarolinaCayley.com. Thanks again, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the music. Please drop us a line to let us know what you think. Take care, and we'll see you in the lanes.
The Renaissance Festival podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.